Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I always like to say who I am, what I am, and I'm the owner of StarPsychics.com, but I have a wonderful staff that needs recognition as well. Tonight, we have a very nice topic. Everybody's going to love it. It's psychic info, predictive or directive. Now, I'm going to read what I posted here so that you'll know exactly what this is, and especially for those who are going to listen to the archives. Well, in this episode, we will discuss the importance of the directive along with the predictive side of psychic readings and why it is important to pay attention to both the influences of the directive and the predictive side of readings, guidance, and insight, and why both can be equally important. There are oftentimes many misunderstandings of how psychic predictions work. Not all predictions or time frames are unchangeable or set in stone. Psychics do not own the future, but rather, instead of saying that a psychic sees the future, it is much more important to understand that the future is not predetermined. While some believe fate or destiny is never predetermined, and others may believe that there are specifics along our path that may be fated or destined to occur. Rather, the vibrational of the individual and the collective that determines the future. When a psychic sees the future, they are seeing a future based on a present or potential vibrational reality. And I think my two hosts here, Stars Maya Moon and Stars James, would probably say that we do have free will, and psychic readings are a great thing to do, but you have to, I think, go in with the right attitude. And with that, I'm going to have Stars James start it off so he can get this topic going.
Thank you, Natalie. And I do, I just want to greet everybody. Thank you so much for listening in. And I actually, you know, I do like this topic a lot. I think that I had even picked this topic at one time a while back, and we finally got around to it. So just to start out, I would really like to go into how I would define both qualities of a reading. And this is something that personally, and Maya may actually have a different opinion on this, but I really feel as though the predictive side and the directive side, I don't really feel like it's either or. I actually, you know, if someone is coming to me for a reading, for the most part, they are looking for information about the future. But I really, when I do a reading for individuals, or when I do readings for individuals, I notice that both of these qualities will show up. And so this is my personal definition of what I feel like each one is. First of all, the predictive, we all know that's normally why people end up seeing a psychic. Not always, but for the most part. And these are things about the future, things that are to come based off of a present reality or a choice that someone has made. Predictive qualities of a reading are normally results of either personal choice or karmic influence, and they are insights into the succession of a soul through its journey in this time-space reality. I say it that way because in the realm of eternity, in which we all have manifested from, there's really no reason for any kind of predictive expression in terms of a psychic connection, because it's all happened. It's all happening. It's all one, essentially, from my perspective. And then the directive part of a reading is actually what I feel is often the grace that is being offered associated with a situation that will lead someone to a one, either greater potential, or two, a desired potential that a particular individual wants. So it is Spirit's communication of grace in things that an individual can do related to their karmic progression through life or their soul lessons through life. And it's an extension of grace for a particular karmic cycle or life cycle. And so an example of this would be, you know, let's say Sue comes to me for a reading about her boyfriend, Joe. And, you know, she's looking for a predictive reading. She wants to know what's going to happen. And part of what I get is that in 3 months, Joe is going to ask her to marry him. And that would definitely be that's very distinctly predictive. But then also I sense that Spirit is saying that she has issues associated with the last relationship, or with a previous relationship that she has not let go of. This individual had cheated on her. And what is happening in the situation with Joe is that she's projecting past pain onto the present circumstances, which will actually hinder the ability for her to move forward in the relationship. So she needs to forgive and let go of him cheating on her, or else she's creating an energy vibrationally that could hinder the progression of the relationship. So that part of it would be the directive part of it. So that's just a really brief sort of overview of kind of how I see the difference between predictive and directive. And I actually feel like it's almost like the yin and yang, these two parts of a reading. If I were going to an individual and they just gave me information about the future, I would sort of question that, only because Spirit and the communication of Spirit isn't really just about the future. I personally feel that it is about helping us evolve. In fact, there was a quote of Jesus, or a quote that Jesus said, that when he gives us the Holy Spirit will do two things. There are two specific qualities: guide us into all truth, which to me is a directive aspect, and then also tell us what is to come, which is the predictive aspect. So I even really feel that, you know, the Bible, which I'm from the Christian tradition, so I often look to the Bible for confirmations of certain things that I believe. And to me, that is very specific in the working of the Spirit. And I'm using the term capital S Spirit, which can manifest itself through angels or guides or, you know, in several different ways. But that's really the work of the Spirit, and even the work of the psychic who's working with Spirit in this particular type of practice, just from my own perspective. Maya, what would you have to say about that, though? I mean, would you agree, or do you have a different kind of idea about the two?
I think, first of all, let me say hello to everyone, and it's great to be here, and it's so good to have all of our listeners with us. And if this is your first time, I know that you, it's going to be very enlightening. And I always suggest that people might want to take notes. And as Natalie mentioned, remember, if you have to go or you miss it or you want to hear it again, remember, you can always go to the archived shows and you can always listen to those again and use your computer, and there's various ways. And also recognize the folks that are working in the chat room. And what they're doing there is they are doing one question and mini readings. We have several experts. I don't know, other than Candy, Priestess, Stars Priestess Candy, I'm not sure who's there. But on our show, I'm going to give the number. If you have a comment that you would like to make, a general comment in regards to this topic, or a general question. We do not do any readings, personal readings at all on the show, but if you have something general to add, we'd love to hear from you, and the number is 347-838-9736. With that out of the way, I do, I would say, James, I do see it very similar. You know, again, I believe that we all kind of have our own little pet names or terms that are familiar to us that we use. So I may use a little bit different terminology, but one thing that I am going to add, because I think it's interesting, and again, this is just the information that I'm being shown, is we're talking about readings, and I do feel that it's of vital importance that you are open to. I feel that the directive is more directing. It's more of the guiding, and it may not be exactly to your question, like you said, Sue X asks about such and such. I forgot whose name you used, but I'll use Bob. Sue asks, are her and Bob going to be together? And, for example, if I'm giving a reading, what I would call the directive part of the reading would be when I say, my guides are suggesting that you be alert to these potential obstacles that are showing to possibly be coming up. And they may not necessarily be just in the relationship. They may be personal. And then the predictive, again, is the predictive part. And although I do feel that a good ethical psychic, which is what we have on STARS, what Natalie has on STARS, should be fairly accurate, we always have to remember that we are making decisions every day. And so when we're giving a reading and we're giving out predictions, we're giving that on what, you know, I could go, and I may go into a little bit greater depth later on, but we're giving it on the energy we're picking up. And I loved what you said about in the spiritual realm. You know, we are so time conscious here on Earth, but the spiritual realm, I see it as everything is just now. Everything is, there is no tomorrow or the next day. That's how I see it. Everything is just now. But the point that I wanted to make before I get myself off track is that I find that if you think about it, we often live our lives and make our choices, and even our paths often follow either both of those, which balance would be directive and predictive. And I know that sounds kind of funny to say, okay, well, how do you predict for yourself? But I mean it just with a little twist on that. But if you think about it, we live our lives, and problems can ensue when we begin to live our life either solely in the directive or solely in the predictive. And I also feel that when we are seeking a reading, if a client is so focused, overly obsessed on only the prediction, or even you could say the directive, although I don't really feel that much more so serves the highest good. But the clients that are overly obsessed with only the predictions, they don't want to hear, they're like, well, I don't care about any of that. I just want to know, is he going to marry me? Are we going to last? Is this going to work out? Is she going to be there? Does she like me? Is she going to call me? When clients start with that type of energy, that energy alone, to me, speaks volumes. So it is important to be aware of both of those forms and both of those influences and factors in a reading, because after all, as James had said and Natalie had said when she, I think it was the little ad, the whole reason one of the main reasons to get a psychic reading is to see where we're at in life spiritually and to do our best so that we're brought to our highest level, and if not, to find out what, if anything, is stopping us and how we reach that. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, James.
I just want to say I really liked what you said about how we can at times live our lives as, you know, kind of stuck either in the predictive or stuck in the directive. And I actually want to use the example of the law of attraction, because I think that the law of attraction, a lot of times people don't understand how this universal law works. And you think that sometimes people assume that if they just think something hard enough, it will happen. To me, that is living in the predictive and not even taking into account the directive. They're not taking any action toward a particular event. Now, will that eventually happen? Probably, maybe 12 lifetimes from now when they actually realize, hey, wait a minute, if I do this, this, and this, I can actually attain this. But, I mean, would you agree with that, that kind of analogy?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I
actually find that, you know, that is something that I feel a lot of people do. And so I actually think that it is almost the same with those individuals that are coming in and they just want to know, is this relationship going to work out? Is this going to happen? You know, am I going to have the career of my dreams? And not really paying much attention to the directive side of it. And I've actually had clients over the phone disconnect with me or through the chat disconnect with me because I feel spirit is saying something associated with the directive and they don't want to hear directives. They do want predictions. I wanted to actually bring this into the discussion as well. Are you familiar with the movie The Matrix at all?
No, I'm not. I am not.
Darn
no.
it. Okay, well, there. I do want to talk a little bit about The Matrix. There's an oracle in The Matrix, and the main character, who is the hero of the story, goes to the oracle, and he's actually the chosen one. But the oracle, he comes in, and the oracle, you know, talks to him for a little bit, proves actually in their little session together that she is certainly connected. She's certainly a psychic. And then she tells him, you're not the chosen one. But before that, she says, the chosen one, it's kind of like being the chosen one. It's like falling in love. You just know when you are. And then she says, but unfortunately, you're not the chosen one. And then she kind of baits him with, you know, it's really too bad, too, because his mentor, which was named Morpheus, she says, Morpheus really believes that you're the chosen one as well. And, you know, he's willing to die for that and probably will. And she sets him up with all of that to work as a catalyst for him later, that when he goes to save Morpheus from what he thinks is Morpheus's false belief that he is the chosen one, he finds out that he is the chosen one. I tell that story because I really feel that sometimes it is important for us not to know what the future holds. Meaning
Absolutely.
That there are certain parts of our evolutionary plan that, you know, maybe Spirit is telling me to tell you, you know, yeah, this is a great relationship. It is, you know, and this is going to happen. And it's not that I really feel that Spirit is lying, but somewhere in that is some sort of directive that once you get to that point, hopefully Spirit will bring back to you, such as, you know, the oracle saying, being the chosen one is like falling in love. You will know when it happens. You will know that it is you when it happens. And so I wanted to kind of question you on this. Do you feel that sometimes, and I'm not saying that we're lying, but that sometimes it is more important for us to see an outcome as we desire it rather than as it comes because it has evolutionary qualities or a value to us in the future? Would you say that sometimes, I don't want to say that Spirit lies, and this is almost like thin ice here, but I actually kind of feel like sometimes that does happen in readings. What would you say to that? I'm not baiting you. I'm just curious.
No, I know. And I know what you mean. And for our listeners, it may sound presumptuous of us, but remember that our ego, when we're doing a reading, our ego is nowhere to be found. We are working through a vessel, through the divine, whatever term you want to use. I don't want to put, you know, my term for James, but I think he would agree that we're only messengers. So, you know, we're not walking around, oh, I have magical powers like Harry Potter or whoever. But yes, I do feel that sometimes, I have found myself before, and sometimes I'm not even aware, that, which is what I was getting at, and a client will later come back and the story will unravel, and I will immediately recognize what had happened. Sometimes the person is open to that explanation, and sometimes they get angry. But what, folks, for you listening, if I'm understanding James correctly, because I support and absolutely agree, sometimes we're given information because it serves your highest good to think of that outcome I'm trying to think of a good analogy.
I think relationships are actually good analogies, because there are certain karmic ties that we have with individuals sometimes where we are supposed to. I will give you an example. I was dating this individual way back when. I mean, we're talking like maybe 10 years ago. And there was a specific lesson in the relationship that I actually, at the end of the relationship, we've talked about it since then, we both were supposed to be in that relationship, but not forever. However, if at the beginning of that relationship, somebody said to me, hey, by the way, this relationship's going to end and it's going to be horrible, that would have painted a picture for that relationship that would not have allowed me to attain the height of what I was supposed to achieve in that relationship otherwise. Does that kind of make sense if I put it that way?
Yes, it does, and it also leads me into oftentimes when people have struggled with relationships. Now, I'm not talking about, don't get me wrong, I do predictions, so I don't want anyone to think that, oh, you know, I don't want to go to Maya because she's going to lie and not predict.
I actually think that happens very. That's a few and far between. I want to be very clear that the example that I'm giving, like with the Neo story, this is not a normal practice. This is probably something that has maybe happened to me 4 or 5 times in the past 12 years. But I did want to bring it up because it's intriguing to me, because there are two sides to readings, and we're talking mostly about the predictive side. So I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, but I just wanted to throw that in.
I believe that you're right. And oftentimes, I think that goes along with that. I will tell, and the majority of clients are females, certainly not all, but so I'm going to use a female. But a female, let's say, that has come out of an extremely difficult or challenging or painful relationship, every time they meet someone, if they continue to say, okay, what do you see? Is this the person for me? And if I tell them, well, I can't necessarily say this is your soulmate, and then they say, well, then I'm wasting my time, that to me is a good representation of where we have to redirect, and so we have to use more of a directive reading by saying that we learn more about ourselves through relationships and other people, and it is our lesson in life is often just to embrace life, and that a relationship does not necessarily, as you found out, does not have to be a life partner or last forever to be of great benefit, because eventually whoever we do end up with, all those relationships, all those trials and tribulations. But as far as really being duped, so to speak, and seeing something or not seeing something major that occurs or has occurred, and we don't pick that up, I think that is the more rare situation. It doesn't happen very often, but always remember it. And every single situation, every time, it always is going to serve your highest good. And that's where there has to be some trust. So you do have to trust your expert or your reader. There has to be, just like your doctor, you have to have some trust. You know, because you can't, if you're not a doctor and you don't have a degree, you're not going to know when he or she says, well, this test and this test and this test came back positive or negative. So that means you have this disease and not this disease, and we're going to treat it with this medication. So I hope I didn't go off track, but yes. So the bottom line is that situation is rare. So it's not like the average person seeking a reading has to worry and think, okay, am I being set up? Please don't, because that is rarely the case. And secondly, if that were to be your personal case for some reason, always remind yourself that if it were, if it's only because it is serving of your highest good, and so keep that in mind. So does that, is that in resonation or in alignment? I should say resonation isn't really a word, but I like to make up words. So.
No, absolutely. And actually, one thing I wanted to say is that the few times that it has happened to me, the individuals came back and told me, you told me exactly what I needed to hear. So I really feel like if that is the case, like with the story, the story that I gave from The Matrix, the main character, which is Neo, heard exactly what he needed to hear, which was the very beginning where she says, you know thyself. That was one of the first things that she says. And then she said, being the one is like falling in love. You just know. And that's what he needed to hear. And I think that one of the main things associated with the type of reading that we're talking about, which, again, is very rare, so we're spending a lot of time on something that doesn't happen very often, but or it may not be – it's rare for me. It may not be rare for other readers. But what I will say is that the people that have experienced that, they will come back to me and they'll say that was exactly appropriate. And I think that that's the difference than just somebody who's trying to make up a story to make somebody feel better. Does that make more sense to you as well, Maya? Or do you think that,
yes,
that clarifies?
Yes, it does, because please know that there is a huge difference. And I do not like to pass judgment. However, I do want to say that there's absolutely no good served by something feel good for the moment. The truth is always the light, and the truth is always what needs to be given. Whatever truth is shown to us or given to us at that moment, that's what needs to be passed along to the client. Anything less, and we're being dishonorable to you, to our own spirit, and to the collective and universal. So, the fairy tales and, puppies and rainbows and kittens, I think it's fine to be positive and have a more positive, optimistic outlook on things, and to, oftentimes some people see, okay, well, the highest potential I see here is da-da-da-da-da. There's nothing wrong with that. But out and out, just making the person feel good and saying, oh, yeah, everything's going to be fine. That's not what we're referring to. And
right.
I really am not comfortable with people who work that way, because they're only serving themselves. And if they think that they're serving the other person, unfortunately, their intentions are wrong. They just are. So.
Yeah, I had told a story a while back on this lady who came to get a reading from me, and we sat down, and this was a few shows ago, and I was not on with you, so I'll tell the story again. But we sat down, and I started the reading, and she wanted me to do the tarot, I think, so I everything that showed up was negative, and everything that I was receiving was like, well, your business is going to fail, and your relationship is going to fail, and everything in your life is going to fail. And she said, she named off all of these psychics, and some of them were even, fairly famous. I've talked to all these people, and they've said the absolute opposite. And I said, well, what else did they tell you? Is there something that you might be ignoring? And in that, and actually the reading was very positive after that, it was that she had a tremendous amount of anxiety that she had not let go of. And she was addicted to getting readings, and she would get readings over and over and over again to give her, it was almost like a drug for her, it would give her a little bit of sanity for a moment, but then she was not able to let go of the anxiety, and in every reading they said that this is an imperative. And so I think that that's almost a similar scenario, except for that was reconciled immediately in the reading. And I actually felt funny. I knew it was spirit, because there are times I'm clairsentient as well, and there are times when I no doubt in my mind that it is spirit speaking, and I knew at the time this is spirit, but it did not feel comfortable because I don't like giving a bunch of negative news. But then it turned around after that, and she actually left very happy, and I've talked to her since then, and at that time it was a healing reading for her where she did relinquish a lot of anxiety from that session. So I think that there are times like that as well. But you know, in that particular situation, first of all, I doubt that spirit would ever lead somebody to me unless it was face to face, because I think that that's important with those types of readings. And that was the only time I think I've ever had one like that. But that's kind of another scenario. There was one thing, and I am going to go a little bit off topic here, but there was another thing that you had mentioned that I think is so important. And it is, you had mentioned something about, let me see, I made a note of it. Oh, you were talking about how we're not trying to be arrogant here, and we're not trying to say that we're, you know, we have the highest gift or that we are the most gifted or something of that nature. I wanted to address that because at the very beginning, I actually quoted something that Jesus had said about giving the Holy Spirit. And what he was saying was that he's giving the Holy Spirit to all of us. That and to me, in the language that Jesus is using, what he's saying is that spirit is universally available to all people. That doesn't necessarily mean that all people have the office or the career of psychic, but it does mean that we all have the ability to have these directives and have these predictions within us. And, you know, and that's one thing that I think that is the most important for anyone who is working in the light, is because we're really reconciling. Our goal is to reconcile people back into love or back into spirit. And, you know, and I still occasionally will get readings from my mentor, and it doesn't mean we don't get readings. A lot of times readings, I actually prefer to do readings for somebody who is in touch with their own psychic ability, because it is a tremendous confirmation, and for both of us, it's an immediate confirmation for both of us of what is going on. Not that, you know, I don't get a lot of readings like that, but I do want to say that, you know, we all have this psychic ability. We all have access to the spirit, and I think that sometimes, especially within the psychic community, we can get caught up in, you know, someone being the 8th generation psychic and the 10th generation psychic. And that, to me, that isn't as meaningful as I am connected to spirit.
Yes.
That's really what I want to hear, is I'm connected to spirit, and that which is being communicated is spirit language, and to bring us all to a higher vibrational state. And so, I don't know I don't know if you have any comments to that or not, but that was one thing that you had pointed out a little bit, and I really wanted to hit on that because I think it is important, especially considering some of the trends that happen in the New Age, where there are people that almost elevate themselves above all other human beings as, you know, as a psychic or as a healer, and that's really not. I don't feel as though that is the heart of God or the divine. I feel that the heart of the divine is to invite people into that experience, and that experience is available for all humanity. But what would you say to that?
I absolutely agree. And, in fact, I have a lot of clients, and it's funny because sometimes I can tell that they have evolved or they have worked a little bit. But I feel that we all have some equalities as spiritual beings that are walking the earth as humans. And one of those is the ability for happiness, and the other is miracles. I don't feel that any of us are more inclined or less inclined to be the recipient of a miracle or glory or happiness. But it's our choices that, and our faith, and among other things, that determine that. Now, when it comes to our gifts, abilities, and our spiritual connection, and if you will, being, however you want to call it, reading other people, being a spiritual mentor, guidance, we all have that innate ability. I shouldn't call it innate because it's actually alive, and I feel it's an alive, I mean, it's energy, I should say. So we all have that. It's just that some of us have chosen to put every part of our being and to study it. And a lot of times there's many of us that study some of the outside metaphysical areas, faith, psychology, but we end up pursuing this spiritual calling. And so I think that is definitely, I feel that's much more important than saying, I'm a 10th generation. Because, I mean, although there may be some genetics, it's really, I mean, it's just like saying, everyone in my family has been military. Does that make that 10th person a better military person? I really don't think so. What makes them better or more inclined would be their dedication and what they themselves have put into that. So I think it's the same is true with spirituality and any gifts or abilities. And to me, with what you're saying, if I understand you, it's our connection with divine, however we want to define that divine. But it's we're like spiritual electricians.
Right.
You know, electricians come and they plug things in and they find the circuit, you know, why this lamp doesn't work and why this keeps shorting out. Well, that's what we do, except we do it spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our choice and it's our intention and it's our dedication and focus that makes us or that creates within us the ability to guide other people and do that, if you want to say, as our calling, our work, our career. Believe me, I have a long-standing joke with a very long-time client of mine, and she happens to be African-American and I'm Caucasian, which is one of the reasons why we always laughed about it, because we have a very open relationship. And she said that when she first started coming to me, she said she saw me as this white, ethereal being living in this mansion, walking around with almost angel wings in this see-through robe. And as she got to know me, she said, the more human I see that you are, and the more of your humanity that you share with me, the more blessed I feel. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I was very honored by those words because we are just humans. We just happen to have decided that we're going to pursue this. So that means that anyone listening has the same gift. It's just a matter of whether they would prefer to be an architect or an attorney, a doctor, a nurse, a computer whiz, whatever, a business owner. I mean, you know, it's just what they're pursuing and where their heart is. But as far as being born with that potential, yes, I feel we all have that because it's something that comes from the Lord or from the divine or from the connection. Did that make sense? And is that in line with what you're saying, James?
That makes total sense, and I love that story because I do find that there are people, and I'm just me, my personality, who I am. I'm a bit eccentric, so there are times when I think that people have that perception of me as well. Not everyone, and nor would I want anybody to have that perception, the angel wings and the you're living in a mansion, et cetera. But you know, that is really my personal goal, is that they would see my own humanity. And I think that that's really, if you really read, you know, the story of the avatars like Buddha or Jesus, you can see their humanity in those stories. And because of that, you can align with that oneness, with that spirituality or spirit, essentially. And so I love that story, where as she saw you more as a human, the more blessed she became, or the more she aligned herself with the divine. Because that is, I mean, that's really what we're here to do. As light workers, especially those, you know, who are in this particular field or in a healing field, that's really our goal. I mean, I would say, is that not to be separate from, but to really help people, assist people into integrating into that which is their the capital T truth. Because I believe that there is one truth that with a capital T, and I believe that in the language and expression of humanity, it has been expressed in many different ways. I mean, that's really my own, you know, personal. I actually like the way we talked about A Course in Miracles a little bit last week. I like the way A Course in Miracles says it. It says, there is only one door. And on that door, there are many names. And if Jesus is your name on that door, that is all you need. And I've always liked that. I that just really resonated with me, is that there really is only one door with many names. And that, to me, is the truest expression of what spirit is that there have been many expressions of spirit or expressions of light throughout human history. There was one thing I wanted to talk about, going back to predictive and directive, that I wanted to talk about, and it's associated with religious expression. Because I feel like there's a bit of an imbalance there as well. People oftentimes will focus a lot of energy on predictions about the fate of the planet, the fate of humanity, but they really ignore the directives that, you know, sacred texts like the Bible or the Quran or, you know, certain sacred texts that are out there, the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching doesn't really have any predictive qualities, if I remember correctly, but it's a very small book. But, you know, a lot of times, like, people are really, in the United States, I know a lot of people are focused on the end times, what will happen. In 2012, there was a whole, I would say, you know, people were really, the Mayan calendar, people were really, really into what is going to happen. But I think that the most important thing, like, if you look at the Mayan culture and actually the Toltec culture, which is affiliated with that as well, there are directives that people are missing. And like, one of the directives, like, let's use Christianity for an example. The primary directive of Jesus Christ was not the apocalypse. The primary directive of Jesus Christ was to love your neighbor as yourself. And the predictions, and there are actually two different predictive qualities to the Bible. One of them is very positive, and the other one is very negative. And to me, both of those outcomes could potentially manifest themselves, one of them being a global war and destruction and the earth. We talked a little bit last week, and I would really encourage anyone who's interested to listen to last week's conversation, because we really kind of delved into how collective consciousness has influence on planetary events such as earthquakes and tornadoes and things of that nature. In the science of noetics, we talked about that. But I think that there is definitely in our culture a rejection of directives, that we really don't want to find out what we can do to fix the situation. We just want someone to tell us what's going to happen. And I think that that's what's going on in a lot of religious circles today. And even the predictions that are very positive about peace coming to the earth, about the lamb, the lion laying down with the lamb, and those types of predictions, they assume that that will happen after great destruction. However, I personally believe that as consciousness increases, that we could avoid that particular prediction altogether. So I know that was a lot of information, but what would you think about that on a more global scale? And do you think there's a correlation between people coming to us for readings and really wanting to focus on the predictive qualities, and then even the religious expression of the planet, where people really want to focus on the more predictive things rather than the directives that Jesus gave him, Jesus or another spiritual teacher gave us? What would you think about that?
Well, I totally agree. I feel that it's limiting, and it goes back to what I teach, which I use the term my guides, which, you know, I mean, we could spend hours talking about what that means, but I feel that it's the same thing, that we are being so very self-limiting when we're only concentrating and focusing on the predictive side, rather than being. My favorite client is one that says to me, well, I have some questions, but I'm open to hear whatever spirit or whatever you feel I need to know, whatever would help me along my path. And to me, I'm like, oh, thank you, God, for this client.
Right.
Because those are my very favorite, because that's exactly, if you go into a reading that way, you are going to walk away feeling so empowered about your life and so much in control. And if you think about it, if you focus, as a client, if you focus solely on the prediction, when will I get married? When will I have a child? When will I do this? When will I do that? And again, I do predictions. I have no problem in saying, you know, well, I'm getting a time frame to be about 6 months with this happening. I am seeing a job change. And especially when we're going into things of the world, rather than sit there and get a prediction, well, the world's going to end in 2 years, or, you know, your uncle is going to pass in 3 months, which I don't go there, so don't worry. But how does that serve us? Unless I can say to someone, you know, you're going too fast in life. Obviously, if we're moving too fast in life, then to me that would automatically put a person at risk for possibly an MVA, motor vehicle accident. No good is ever served. And you brought up a point, and I just wanted to say something quickly. And that's, you talked about the client that, I liked your story as well, that you ended up resonating with, and you were able in one session to show this person a whole new way of seeking their destiny or their potential using their free will, however you want to word it. But what I thought about that was great. And one of the things that I will often say is, if I get a client and let's say that I share with them the information that is being given to me, and they say, well, I've been to 30 other psychics and that's exactly the opposite. And I say to them, well, if you're so comfortable with everything that you've been told, why are you here today then?
Right.
So obviously something is not resonating with them about what the mm-hmm. they know that they need more. They just need to click with a person that cares enough, perhaps, or maybe is outspoken or is willing to take a risk. Because if you're a client, look at it from our perspective. Although we often, readings should be empowering and should be of the light, whether they're predictive or directive, they should have elements of the potential that we have out there. There are times when, unfortunately, the outcome that we are set on, a client is just absolutely dead set on, this has got to happen, it's got to be this way. And there are times when, unfortunately, we just cannot offer that to them because it's not what we see to be in the cards or occurring for them. So yes, it's really important that you're open, and I feel both have, they both have, there's a use. I mean, I can completely understand, and I'm more than happy to talk with someone, for example, that is saying, you know, well, I've always wanted to move to Alaska, and I've been looking at this. Do you see that being a possibility for me? And if so, do you see any potential time frames? I don't have a problem, and I think that's very serving. But to just focus only on that without getting the directive, which to me is the guidance, and to say, you know, well, in order for that to come full circle for you, be sure that you're not limiting yourself or you're not doing this or this or this. But, yeah, mm-hmm. so far everything that you've said are, you know, would be a reflection of basically how I feel and how I see the bigger picture with readings, and how I see that both of these influences or factors or styles, if you want to call them styles of reading, are important and should be used, you know, together. and one should not be, we should not seek out one, nor should we dole out one without there being attention paid to the other, I guess is what I'm getting at. If that makes sense, and that's pretty much what you're saying, that's what I'm getting.
Right. There was one thing that you had said, too. You were talking about how when somebody, it's a breath of fresh air when somebody just says, just tell me what spirit is saying. The interesting thing, because I do have a lot of clients, right, there, a lot of regular clients, actually, that come to me, and that's always their opening statement. And, yes, it is a breath of fresh air, but isn't it interesting, at least I have found, that I get fewer directives for that individual most of the time, not always, but most of the time I will get fewer directives and more predictions for that individual. And this is my own personal theory on that. It is because they are already open to spirit and they are already doing what they need to do to achieve the outcome that is their highest good. Do you agree with that? Do you find that to be true in your own practice? That's the one thing when I was talking about we all have connection to spirit. That is definitely a perfect example of that. People who are connected to spirit, they have a level of faith that they know, for the most part, they may not know exactly what's going to happen, but they do know that God is good and that things are going to work out in their favor as long as they trust that. And so when you're open to whatever is coming, I'm not saying this so that if you really want a prediction, you're going to get it this way. That's not how it works. What I'm saying is make sure that you are accepting your own reality as it is. Don't come in, if you're coming into a reading and your relationship is horrendous and you, all you want to hear is that everything is going to work out, but you know deep down it's not going to, you're probably not going to hear that. I think those are the people that get the most frustrated as well. They already know their relationship is ended. And when you confirm that with them, they are just torn up because that's a difficult scenario. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. That is difficult. And I agree with you completely that some of the most spiritually evolved clients who are more likely to say, you know, what can spirit tell me in general, I have to say, well, you're doing everything right, is what spirit says, because it is true. They have already reached a plateau that is not always reached by the average. And I hate to use that word average because I feel like it kind of, you know, has some bias to it, but by the person that's not quite as evolved. So the higher evolved you are, the less directive you need, unless it's something specific. And oftentimes those people that are higher evolved can be, and with good reason, so I'm not saying this is in any way a put-down, but let's say that they are contemplating a big change, like a job change, and they want to make sure that they're not making a big mistake. Now, I think that's a time when we can step in and say, you know, well, Spirit shows me that you do have choices here on your path. I can't, you know, necessarily say that I'm seeing that you're going to, if you make this change, you're going to look back and say, this is the worst thing I ever did. And obviously, if you're feeling something, you're feeling restless and that it's time for a change, it probably is. And, you know, one thing I always like to remember for myself personally as well as with clients is that everything in life is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we make a mistake or we do something wrong, just remember, just as we created it the first time or manifested it or attracted it to us in some way, which we had to have, we also have the power to undo all of that and to change it and to go in a different direction. So if you look at a journey, even though, let's say, you're heading from Kansas to Illinois, and the easiest way to get there is to take I-40, I think, north, you can still go. There's probably 30 different ways of getting there and having different experiences, but you'll still arrive at your destination.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been a little off the beaten path, but so am I, so what can I say?
Well, I think, actually, this topic's been quite intriguing because I think we've been just about everywhere. We've been several different places. And we are getting close to the end of the show, and I did want to make a final thought, and then I'll let you make a final thought. But the one thing to me, I was just talking about how there's a certain level of trust for those who are willing to hear whatever Spirit is saying to them. And to me, that is a quality that is really the pinnacle of our evolution, and that's letting go of fear and accepting that which has been given to us in our life, or that which really we've created in our own circumstances. And the one thing about this planet today is that it is being held hostage to fear or to high levels of anxiety. And I would really encourage, as I do almost every show, anyone who's listening to this, learn to love. That is the whole reason why we're here. And, you know, whether you're getting readings, if you're receiving predictions or directives, pay attention. But don't just pay attention to what your psychic is telling you. Pay attention to what's going on around you and interact and engage with the life that you've been given, because you are here for a reason. And learn to love specifically, and most importantly, learn to love yourself. And I love you, and I just want to say I love you to all of the people in the chat room, anyone who's listening to the show after it is back into the archives or whatever. And Maya, I love you. Natalie, I love you, and thank you so much. This has been a very intriguing show, even though we've kind of been everywhere. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been, and we love you. We all love you back, James. And I'll just finish it by reiterating, I support everything that James has said, and I think if I were going to close with anything, it would be that, you know, pay attention to the energy that you are emitting, because that is such a great indication of where you are in your life and where you're going with something or what the future holds. Not that I don't want you to come and get a reading from me, because please do that as soon as possible. No, I'm just kidding. I know I've got that little prankster in me, but seriously, if you're a client and you're listening, remember when you're seeking out a reading that you want to be served to the highest. So keep that in mind and be ready to hear things that maybe aren't what, you know, the old saying, not what you wanted to hear, but certainly what you needed to hear. And know that it's all of the light, and it's you're being served so that you can live life to the fullest. And remember that we all are equal. That pie in the sky, that reaching for the stars, that happiness that sometimes we feel we don't deserve or we're never going to have, trust me when I tell you that it is equally there for every single one of us. And all we have to do is, like James said, pay attention, just like you're in school, pay attention, you know, gauge yourself and where you're at, and if you're in a frenzy over something, chances are that something is going to be in a frenzy because you're bringing that energy to it. So with that, I want to thank everyone, as always, for listening. And thank you for letting me share and be a part of the show. It's always a pleasure. It's always very enlightening speaking with James. You know, even though we often think alike, I still always feel like I've taken something away and learned something. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Miss Natalie.
You too. I have so much fun listening to the two of you. You say the same thing, but sometimes you say it a little bit differently, and that's what's really great about having you both on the show. I want to thank some people in the room there. We've got Stars Priestess Candy always. We have Stars Aeneas, James. Stars James is in there, and we had Stars Tia in there, and we had different guests that came in and out, and that's really awesome. Next week is going to be another great topic. You have to look forward to that one. And I want to tell Maya Moon and James how much I love them. And I love all the readers that I have on Stars. They are really the best in the world. And you're not going to make a mistake by seeking them out. And with that, I'm going to close the show because we have about 22 seconds. So everybody have a nice Easter. Easter is coming Sunday. Good Friday sometimes is hard on people. It is for me. But anyways, you have a great week, and we'll see you again on Monday. Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Love to you. Bye-bye.